Michael, King Caleb said very, very seriously, you realize what they took advantage of when they planned this, don't you? Of course I do, Your Majesty, the Archbishop replied serenely. They sat on the balcony of Caleb's personal suite in the palace, looking out over the city in the golden light of early evening, and Merlin stood behind the king's chair. But to anticipate your argument, I'm far too old and set in my ways to start trying to change them now. Michael, they tried to kill you, Caleb said, sounding like someone trying very hard not to sound exasperated and failing. I know, Stainer said in that same serene tone. Well, exactly what do you think is going to happen to the Church of Caerus and this kingdom if the next time they try they succeed? Caleb demanded. If that happens, you'll just have to choose my successor, Your Majesty. You'll find a complete list of nominees in my desk. Father Brian knows where to find it. Michael! Calmly, Your Majesty, Stainer said with a small smile. I truly realize what you're saying, and I'm not trying to minimize the impact my death would have on our efforts to defy the Grand Vicar and the Group of Four. Nor, for that matter, am I unaware of the way in which my death at the hands of real or supposed temple loyalists would inflame public opinion. Nonetheless, I'm a priest before I'm a politician. Even before I'm an archbishop, I serve God. I don't ask him to serve me, and I refuse to live my life in fear of my enemies. Moreover, I refuse to allow my enemies, or my friends, to believe I live in fear of them. This is a time for boldness, Caleb, not for timidity. You've grasped that well enough in your own case. Now you have to understand that it applies to my case as well. That's all very well and good, Your Eminence, Merlin put in respectfully. For that matter, I don't disagree with you, but there is one distinction between you and the king.
And that distinction is precisely what, Sajin Merlin? Stainer asked.
His Majesty is constantly and openly surrounded by bodyguards, Merlin replied. It may be time for him to take risks, even bold ones, but reaching him with an assassination attempt would be extraordinarily difficult. I leave it to you to evaluate just how difficult it would be to reach you again.
As always, you make a valid point, Stainer conceded. It doesn't change my own reasoning, however, and I might also point out that outside the cathedral during services, I'm constantly protected by the Archbishop's guard myself.
Which doesn't address Merlin's point at all, Caleb said sternly. He sat back in his chair, glowering at his Archbishop. I'm strongly inclined to order you to change your procedures.
I earnestly hope you'll be able to resist that temptation, Your Majesty. It would grieve me deeply to disobey a royal command.
And you would, too, Caleb growled. That's the only reason I'm still inclined to give you the order, instead of just going ahead and doing it.
It's not my intention to make problems for you, Your Majesty. It is my intention to discharge my pastoral duties in the fashion in which I believe God expects me to discharge them. I recognize the risks involved. I simply refuse to allow them to tempt me into being less of God's priest than he demands.
Caleb's expression turned even more sour, and his nostrils flared. But then he shook his head.